you want to experience real love, the love of God, if you really want to experience it, you need to become a part of the church. So you can experience the real deal, the love of Christ for his church. Have you ever experienced it?
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. Few Christians would disagree with the statement, God's way is always the best way. But in the first part of this message aired last week, Pastor Brian Grant pointed out how the issue of submission in the family that God demands for a well-ordered and happy home often presents a huge stumbling block even for believers. Nevertheless, Pastor Grant emphasized how obeying God is key to making a big difference. This evening, Pastor Grant continues that message as he takes us to various scriptures that provide divine insight into what makes for a happy home. So if you have your Bibles, we invite you to turn once again to the main text of Ephesians chapter 5 and listen with us as Pastor Grant brings the concluding part of his message, Secrets to a Happy Home, Part 2. Here again is Pastor Grant.
How would you manage if you didn't have no head? That head of yours is coordinating all the stuff that's going on. It has responsibility. And listen, if you didn't have a head, that body was not going to operate effectively. If there's no head, you will not have effective operation. Do you know in this church we're all equal? You didn't know that, did you? You sound nervous. We're all equal. I know you have some churches where the pastors are the celebrities, and you know, I gone to some of them and you can't even come close. Some people tell me, I've been going to my church for the last 4 or 5 years, literally, and they said, I've never met the pastor. I've been a member for 5 years and I've never met the pastor. Oh, well, you can meet me anytime. All right. And if I squeeze your hand too much, you can tell me, brother, I got on my rings. Please don't hold my hand that tight. The point is, we are all equal. But do you know that God has actually set leaders in the church to be the head? Do you know that even among leaders, God establishes a head? I grew up in a church in Jamaica, and you know, from our background, we wanted to emphasize the fact equality of elders. But do you know the reality is, everybody in the church knew who was the head. Even though they were all elders, supposedly equal, but everybody knows who the head was. In every church I've ever gone to, everybody knows who the head is. There must be a head. And God is saying, listen, in the family, there must be a head, even though you're all equal. No, there has to be a head, and God didn't put it up for a vote. He didn't say, okay, husband and wife, make a decision. Flip a coin and see who you want to be the head. God just came to the conclusion as to who the head is going to be, and he decided it was the head. You see, listen, he showed that we are equal because he made Eve from Adam's, all right, side, right? So we're equal. But did you notice who came first? Did he make Eve then Adam? He made Adam then Eve. That should give you a clue. Right? And did you also notice that when he was going to make Eve, he told you the reason why he was making her? He was making her for Adam. He didn't make Adam for Eve. He made Eve for Adam. Ladies, am I coming through? Am I coming through that God is saying this issue of the fact that the husband is the head has nothing to do with that he knows more than you or anything? It doesn't matter. It's the fact that God says this is why, because of the model. It is so important. So wives, might God help you this morning, no matter who you're married to. But listen, the second impetus for her submission is not only to acknowledge that God has placed her husband as her head, but the second reason is to testify to her submission to Christ. Put that down. To testify of her submission to Christ. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 22, here's how the Bible reads. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, it says this, "Wives, submit to your husbands What else does your Bible say? As to what? The Lord. A wife's submission testifies of her submission to Christ. Some husbands' behavior makes it hard to submit to them. Oh, Lord have mercy. I've sat in on some sessions, and sometimes I just have to ask God for grace, because sometimes I want to strangle that husband. Are you one of them husbands? Are you one of them ordinary, mean husbands who's hard to submit to? And I tell you, if it were not because some wives are submitted to their husband, to God, they would have run away. Leslie Strobel obeyed God. She became a Christian after they were married. She was married to a man named Lee Strobel. And after she got saved, Lee was exceptionally angry, and he started to treat her very meanly. His attitude changed. He wanted to do everything he possibly could to get her to give up her faith. He was an angry man. And listen, but Leslie Strobel hung in there, and she remained submitted to her husband because she was doing it as if she was submitting to Christ. Oh, some of you need to hear that, because right now you may feel like quitting, but I want to encourage you to keep submitting. Keep submitting to that ordinary mean man, ordinary man, because you're submitting to Christ. But let me give you a verse that you could hold on to in 1 Peter. Hold your Bible there at Ephesians chapter 5 as we switch to 1 Peter, if we split to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3, I want to give you a verse that we probably haven't read in a long time, but let's read it here. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 1, "Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. When they observe your chaste conduct, accompanied by fear, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on the apparel." Listen, ladies, what the Bible is telling you, if you're married to an ungodly man, a man who is an ordinary ungodly man, it's okay to fix yourself up, but he's telling you that he ain't gonna get saved because you decide to dress like a sexy chick. Are you with me? It's telling you, listen, the secret is not by how you look. Verse number 4 tells you the secret. "Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord." Whose daughters you are. Thank God. Please tell Sister Cheryl that this is Lord Brian. I'm just kidding. I wanted to check if you had fallen asleep on me. But did you get what the passage is saying? The passage is saying the secret to bringing change. No, can I throw a little cold water here? Change doesn't necessarily come overnight. But God says the secret is to not to turn up the radio, make sure it's on family radio or whatever, Christian radio, WFIL. Some of you say, okay, since he won't come to church, I'm going to turn on WFIL 560, 530 every Sunday, as I throw in my advertisement, so he can listen to Pastor Brian on the radio. He won't come to church. Let him listen on the radio. That's not how you win him to Christ. You don't win him to Christ by leaving your Bible, have five Bibles, and they're all over the house. Turn to every gospel passage. No, you don't win him that way. You win him by your lifestyle, where you show this lifestyle of, number one, you submit to him and you are submitted to Christ, and you're radiating the beauty of Jesus. So listen, Lee Strobel, this tough nut, He was a big shot reporter with the Chicago Tribune. And after he had done everything to disturb Leslie Strobel, God started working on his heart as he listened to her and watched her lifestyle. And Lee Strobel, as many of you know, became a Christian and wrote one of the great bestsellers, The Case for Christ. What I'm talking about didn't just work back then. It works today. And God is saying to wives, listen, wives, do you want to have a happy home? Make a decision to submit to your husband. Amen. Third, not only the importance of submission, not only the impetus for her submission, but finally, the implications of her submission. The implications of her submission. What it does not mean. Let's talk about that first. What submission does not mean. Submission does not mean, number one, it does not mean leaving your brain at the altar. Some guys have the idea that because a submissive wife ought to just, I am the one who does all the thinking around here. Any man who has that attitude is sick. Your wife has a brain, sir. I'm going to say it. She may have a better brain than you. You see, this is why God started us out. He started us out with the idea of mutual submission. And by the way, I said last week, and I'll say it again this week, make sure, men, you never ever tell your wife she is to submit. Guys, you heard what I'm saying. Anytime you ever hear yourself saying it, go back and ask for forgiveness. Did you hear what I'm saying, guys? God didn't ask you to make your wife submit to you. And if you do that, you are out of order. The Spirit of God is who is going to get her to submit. You see, sometimes we have this idea that the only thing that can produce change is me telling you what to do. We forget the power of God. Can't you talk to your Heavenly Father? And can't he produce change? Amen? Can't he produce change? May God help us. That's not your business. Listen, submission does not mean leaving. A wife should not leave her brain at the altar. And I'm so thankful for a wife who has a brain. And many times it's better than mine. And she'll tell me her opinion.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now, let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
Secondly, submission does not mean you don't try to influence your husband. Did you hear what I'm saying? A wife who does not even try to influence her husband is making a big mistake, because many times God has given you the right idea and you need to share it. But what you need to do is to share it and try and influence him, but not try to force the issue. Submission does not mean you don't try to influence your husband. Third, submission is not putting the will of your husband before the will of God. And sometimes husbands want to get you to do all sorts of crazy stuff. Sometimes they don't want you to go to church. Sometimes they don't want you to do this, that, and the other. They want you to go places you shouldn't go. And listen, your husband is not your Lord. They may have called him Lord, but he ain't your Lord. You only got one Lord, amen? And you better obey him. The apostles said, we must obey what? God rather than men. Listen, you can never do anything that would dishonor God just to please your husband. It doesn't mean putting the will of your husband before the will of God. But fourth, there's so many more I could give. Submission does not mean living in fear. I want to bring that one up because sometimes if we're not careful, we believe submission means that if this man is I've gone to churches and encourage you to stay. This man is beating you. You've become the punching bag. And the pastor says, you better stay because you're submit to your husband. Submission does not mean living in fear. If this man starts beating up with you on you, get out of there. I better not say what I was going to say. But it doesn't mean that you put up with physical abuse. So what does it mean? Are you still with me? If you are still awake, say amen.
Amen.
What does it mean? It means allowing her husband to take leadership in their marriage and home. Allowing him to take the leadership. You remember last week we gave you that the Greek word that Greek word that's translated submit is a military term that means to come under. That's the word here, to come under. And wives, even if you're more educated, or even if you make more money than your husband, listen, God is asking you to come under. God is asking you to submit, willingly to submit to his leadership. Allow him to take leadership in your home and in your marriage. And men, in case I don't get there next week, lead. Too many husbands are like, I'm not being mean. I'm just, sometimes we're like a bump on a log. Do you realize you're hurting your wife's ability to submit? By the way, wives, don't use that as your excuse now. You say, oh, I'm okay because Brother Brian said my husband. You got to submit. But husbands, it is hard to submit to a man who is a bump on the log. Guys, God wants us to, it's a word beginning with L, help me, he wants us to. And guys, if you don't know what it means, come talk to us. We'll set up a class just for you guys. Any guys, if you get a girl, guys, who says, talk to Brother George, talk to Brother Elders, I'm not sure how to lead. We set up a class. Because there's no point a wife submitting if the husband ain't leading. No, guys, next week we're going to find out how we lead. Can you imagine what a home it would be if the husband loves his wife like Christ loved the church and gave himself for her? What a home that would be when a husband loves his wife that type of way. Listen, guys, and a wife is submitting to the husband. Hallelujah, heaven came to earth. And that's what God is aiming for. And guys, you promise me you're going to be here next week? Whatever you are planning next week, guys, you gotta come. It's important that we hear what God has to say. Guys, we gotta lead. But second, what does it mean? It means she allows her husband to take leadership. But second, it means she respects her husband. Ladies, wives, look at Ephesians 5:33. And here's what it says. As God wraps up the chapter, he says, nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife, that's the men, as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Oh my goodness, what brilliance. The Spirit of God is so incredibly brilliant. Of course, I shouldn't even say that because it goes for without saying. But what an amazing ending. Because what does a woman want more than anything? Her husband's love. This type of love. She wants this type of love. But what does a man really want? Do you know what a man really wants? Wives, do you know one of the things that is biggest on a man's hit list? Respect. That's big. And this is why you watch the television, you watch the guys in the hood, all these fights, because they were not. They were disrespected. Guys have these contracts and they make $10-15 million a year and they enter a fight and they lose their $15 million contract because somebody disrespected them. It's that big a deal to a man that he'll give up almost anything to be respected. Wives, grab a hold of that. You need to learn. You must respect him and show that you respect him. So God is saying, hey, that's part of submission. And one of the secrets to a happy home is a wife who is willing to submit to her husband. The captain of the ship looked into the dark night and saw faint lights in the distance. He sent a message immediately. Alter your course 10 degrees south. He thought this light as he looked. He says, we're on a collision course. So he sent a message to that next ship. Alter your course 10 degrees south. Immediately got a reply from where that light was. And the message came back. Alter your course 10 degrees north. Well, the captain was angry because his command had been ignored. And so he decided to send another message. And just to make sure, it put the fear of God into whoever was out there. He said, this is the captain. Alter your course 10 degrees south. And I want you to know, I am a battleship. Immediately the reply came. Alter your course 10 degrees north. I am a lighthouse. God speaks from the lighthouse. You may decide you want to keep on your course, but God warns us to stay on this course is perilous. And today God is saying to every wife, alter your course. If you're not submitting to your husband right now, alter your course. And say, God, I'm willing to submit. But I need to say one more thing. It is an amazing situation. A husband and wife loving and obeying God. But the most powerful love relationship is the relationship between Christ and the church. This is just a model of Christ and the church. You want to experience real love? You need to become a part of the church, not this church, the universal church, the bride of Christ. You want to experience real love, the love of God? If you really want to experience it, you need to become a part of the church. So you can experience the real deal, the love of Christ for his church. Have you ever experienced it? Hey, it happens. This word is submission is so important because it only happens when you submit. When you submit to God. Say, God, I want you to come into my heart and into my life and to change me. Have you ever done that? Oh, you're a good church member. You're a member of this church and that church. Hey, I'm not. The love that Jesus Christ had for the church is not love for such and such Baptist church or German. It's love for those who have been saved by the grace of God, whose sins have been washed away. And I need to ask you, my friend, are you sure that your sins have been blotted out? Are you sure Jesus Christ is your Savior? If you're not sure, you need to make sure right now. Because once you open your heart to Jesus, you become a part of the true church and will experience the love of Christ.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I am a sinner, need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that, and mean it, God will hear you, and he will answer your prayer, and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750, or visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, and remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. we'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.